across the hall over there. That's a big bedroom. That bowl was in there. Maybe check the door or dresser or something. You know. About the only kind of chairs we had, those little old cane bottom chairs.
Yeah.
My mother had a rocker.
Did you have a can you tell me how you built a fire in the house? Tell me all about how you built a fire. Keep the place warm.
Well, you just get you some kindling and pick them up in the kitchen.
Yeah, well, just anywhere. Well, in the living room, too.
Well, there's a big old fireplace, and you just put some wood up there and get you some kindling and set the fire and put it under there, and it'll just go on the burning.
What'd you
cut wood in the fall? And well, a lot of it in one or two, and piled it up there, and we had plenty of wood and stove wood and everything. We'd get it up in the spring, usually before we started the farm. Go to the woods and cut trees and make wood out of it.
What'd you use to start the fire with?
Just a match.
Well, the soft wood maybe.
Yeah, we usually had some pine knots there. We'd go up in the pine woods, I wasn't too far from. Go out there where an old pine tree had been sap all rotted off of it, you know, just a bunch of old knots there.
Yeah.
We'd get some of that, take it home, chop it up, split it up, make kindling out of it, stick them out to the barn like that case, you know. Don't take much.
You ever use light wood? Lighter? That was that time. You know what light it is?
Yeah.
Same thing as kindling, you know?
Yeah. We never did use old, we just had matches.
What did you use when you got the fire going good, Mr. Lamb? What would you put on the fire?
More wood. When it burned down, put some more wood on there and chunk it up, take the poker and shake it, place it like you want it, and go on down.
Did you have something that would hold the wood?
Nothing but a crooked poker.
You know, you put the wood on when you got to get the fire going.
No. We just drop it on. We didn't put it on there when it ran. When it burned down and got low, then we put some more on there.
Yeah. When you got the fire started, you might lay something across these two things in the fire.
And
the
iron, yeah. At night, sometimes, long nights, you know,
mm-hmm.
We'd take some sweet potatoes and put them down there on the hearth and take some fire out there and cover them up with it. And a little while they'd be roasted, they'd just perfectly done. We'd eat those sweet potatoes.
But they were good.
Yeah. Popcorn. Sometimes we'd parch corn out of the crib. Just regular corn.
Did you ever have a thing up over the fireplace?
A screen, a rack?
Well, you might keep something up, you know, you might have kind of a place over the fireplace where you could put a cloth.